five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll go direct to the crest of Break Leg Hill, where Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen, have just been reunited after Tim and his boy companions were believed lost in a forest fire. Tim has brought new orders from the district warden. But before we hear them, here's a message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the ridge on the crest of Break Leg Hill, where Chief Cody and Ellery Collins, commanding a force of volunteer firefighters, have made a final stand in their effort to stop the raging forest fire before it can reach Upper Falls. Only a few minutes ago, you remember, the front line of flame reached the firebreak, the strip of land the firefighters have plowed up as a defense.
Well, this is the test, Ellery. If that flame crosses the firebreak,
we'll be done for. Upper Falls will be destroyed right down to the last woodshed.
Great blazing blisters. Can anything stop that flame? It's like a wave of flame rolling toward us up the hill.
We may have to run for it, Chief. Get your men ready.
No, no. Hold on. Wait, Ellery. I think that fire is beginning to fall back.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's dying down.
We've stopped the fire.
We've stopped it dead. We've won.
You men, we've won. We've done it. We stopped the fire.
And as the battle swings in favor of the exhausted, smoke-grimed volunteers on Break Leg Hill, the district warden of the Forest Service is fighting a battle of his own. Far down the hillside, hidden by smoke and battered by the hot winds that follow the course of the fire, the warden's patrol plane, a helicopter, hovers a few feet above the ground as he calls through the hatch.
Come on, you boys! Come on up that rope ladder!
All right, quick, Jimmy! Hold the ladder steady!
Extinguishers, keep watch in case the fire breaks out again. The other men can start down the trail to the highway.
Right, sir. Anything else?
I'll be down to the highway to meet you. I want to see Ellery and tell him face to face what a fine job he's done. Oh, and that reminds me. If he can find old Bob, I want to see him, too.
Old Bob, sir? I don't know him. Of course, I'm just visiting at Upper Falls. I don't know all the men from the farm.
Now, your cousin will know. Old Bob Cooper, or Corbett, something like that. An old timer. Shabbiest man in Ellery's whole crew.
Hey, look, Jimmy. Look, there's my pod down there.
All right, heads up, all of you. We'll try to drift her into the hilltop.
All right, now, you fellas, don't even wiggle.
Get ready with that rope rider, Collins.
Yes, sir.
I get the word.
I'll be ready, sir.
Never saw the wind current so bad. Steady off. We're coming in.
All right, back in your seats, kid. Give us room.
Ready the ladder.
Ready here.
Open the hatch.
Hatch is open.
Drop that ladder and get down it before we drift away.
All right, boys, down you go. All
right.
Hurry it up before the wind blows us clean off the ridge.
Well done. Good work. I'll meet you in an hour.
And an hour later, as the weary firefighters from the hilltop reach the highway at last, Chief Cody and Ellery Collins order them into the waiting truck.
Well,
great work, you men.
Yes, go on home and rest. You've earned a night's sleep. Well, that's that. There go the men.
Oh, what about us? Gosh, am I sleepy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm almost not even hungry. I'm so tired.
We'll go home in the tank truck. The cab will hold us.
Come on, fellas. We're on the last lap. The truck is just around the bend.
Well, come on, Pete. I can beat you.
Oh, that's what you'll say. Oh, yeah.
Too tired to eat, but look at him now.
I wish I had their energy. Chief Cody.
Hmm?
That tank truck proved out today, all right.
Not such a bad idea, was it, Ellery?
Why, that truck has been rolling all day long, hauling in 1,000 gallons of water every trip. That's what stopped the fire along the edge of the highway here. Plenty of water for the pumpers and the backpack extinguishers, too.
You know something, Ellery? If you have any other oil trucks around the countryside, any size, 1,000 gallons up to, maybe as much as 5,000.
I see what you're getting at. In case of emergency.
Hey, now that is an idea.
Yeah, see what I mean? Pump out the oil or whatever they carry. Pump in water for fighting fires. Have a whole fleet of tank trucks handy whenever you need them.
And no more fires out of control for lack
uh-oh,
of...
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Yeah, around the bend, there's the district warden waiting for us at the tank truck. You made your report to him, didn't you, Ellery?
Well, yes. Yes, I did.
What is all this? Yes. You don't mean he wasn't satisfied after you stopped that fire dead in his tracks?
No. The warden didn't exactly...
Hey, Chief, look at Ellery. Look at his face.
Under all that soot, he's blushing like a sunset.
Come on, Ellery. What did the warden say? He must have threatened to pin a medal on you.
Oh, can't you fellas leery of a man alone? The warden just said we did a good job.
Uh-huh. You mean you did? A first-rate job of firefighting.
Well, I explained it was the other men, all you boys that did it, and...
All right. Don't burn up out of plain modesty.
Quick, Chief, talk about something else.
Well, then, what about this old Bob the warden wants to see? Did you find him?
Oh, that's right, Ellery. Did you get in touch with old Bob?
There wasn't any man up on Break Leg Hill who answered to that name.
No, not a sign of any old Bob. None of the boys ever heard of him. Hi there, warden. Oh. You waiting for us?
I knew you'd round him up for me, Ellery.
Huh?
I want to have a word with you, my friend. You had me fooled.
Fooled you, warden? Who did?
Old Bob here.
Who, me? You're speaking to me, warden?
Oh, Chief, he... Oh, I get it. Chief, he thinks
Ellery,
you're...
Ellery, didn't old Bob tell you? I picked him up at your farm way back in the morning, gave him a lift in my plane right to the peak of Old Break Lake.
Oh, so that's how he got there ahead of us.
Warden, before this goes too far... You know, this morning in the plane, you thought maybe you met me somewhere before.
Hanged if I can remember where, Bob, but what's the difference? Old-timer, you gave me the surprise of my life.
How was that, warden?
By the way, this old-timer took hold up there in the fire zone. Best man in your whole crew, old Bob was. Hmm. Ellery, you'd think this man had been fighting fires all his life.
Well, matter of fact, Ellery.
Huh?
Look at old Bob. He's blushing worse than you do.
Well, now he knows what it feels like.
Warden, all I did was well a man does what he can.
Old-timer, I saw what you did. We need your kind in the Forest Service, Bob. I want you to join us. How about
it? Collins, Ellery, get me out of this.
Warden, you remember the fire chief's convention a year ago?
Well, up the city? Of course I remember. The chief of the city department gave us some advice that... Bob, old-timer, your name is Crompton or Cabot, isn't it?
No, it's Cody. You now remember where you met him?
Cody. Bob. Chief Cody.
Well, I'm happy to meet you again, warden. Great blazing blisters. I haven't had such a fine compliment since I joined the department.
Chief Cody. Offering you a job in my district. I ought to kick myself right over Break Leg Hill and all the way back.
Now, you can't back out. You offered me that post before witnesses. And when I retire, maybe I'll take you up on that offer.
Will you shake hands on that, sir?
You bet I will. Now, you've made a bargain and you can't back out.
Naturally, Chief Cody is delighted at the praise conferred by the district warden, particularly as the warden had no suspicion of the true identity of this firefighter in the shabbiest of old clothes. But it's time now for the chief, with Tim Collins and young Jimmy, to return to the city, and a new turn in the career of Tim Collins, rookie firefighter. for this exciting new experience, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with an idea I hope you're going to like. I believe you want to protect your homes and families from fire. And I believe you can do it best if you know some of the most common causes of destructive fire. Now, I'm going to tell you some that we find most often to blame. Yes, I'm going to give you a list of hazards that are so common that firefighters know them by heart. So next time we get together, be sure and bring a pencil and paper, and we'll start writing down that list. Well, that's all for now, but you'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.